This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. White Lotus Home, mattresses, pillows, and bedding made from organic ingredients that offer a good night's rest. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 703.
Seven, oh, tree.
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, at my show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? Kerosene?
Jesus, I just stuck my drink all the way into the mic.
Here, Mike, I hear you like a booze. Your mic's off now. See, you broke it.
I broke it. I'm back.
Now you're back.
Just water and ice, nothing exciting.
Oh. That's all good.
Did you hear Happy Gilmore was going to be happening on Netflix here? And
yeah, when is it? In June or July?
June.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll be good. It's only been like 30 years, right?
Yes. Get in your home, ball. Go to your home.
Yeah. It's like the price is wrong, bitch.
Exactly.
I'm excited. Hopefully it'll be good. I mean, he makes good movies still. We're still decent.
I agree.
He was on a run there, though, for a while. That and Billy Madison. Those were on constant run in college. And it's weird, like, you watch some of these older movies, and there's things that I still say that I didn't even realize come from a movie. And you're like, oh, fuck, I say that, or I say this. And like some of those things just stick with you. So it's weird.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you want to start this week?
Well, I feel like we should have a moment of silence.
Yeah, why?
Big news in the combat sports world. George Foreman, a couple days ago, dies at age 76. Seems like it was natural causes. The man was a legend and also a nice human.
Yeah, and the lean, mean grilling machine, man. If you didn't have one of those, I had like two or three of those. Those things used to be the shit.
Yeah. You can make anything on that. You can make chicken, burgers, grilled cheese, freaking pasta, you name it. You can make anything.
Yeah. And I think the rumor was that Hulk Hogan was originally going to be offered that deal, but he didn't answer the phone. So they fucking moved on to George Foreman.
Like, boy, that was a mistake on Hogan's part.
Yeah. I mean, he made bank. Then
left
George.
Some money on the table there, Hulk.
A little bit. It's like Matt Damon, who was offered 10% of Avatar to be in it, but he couldn't be in it because he was shooting one of the Bourne movies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did that movie do well, Avatar?
He probably would have made $500 million or something crazy. Yeah, oh, it did very well. I don't know what the totals were, but it was in the billions. So
weird movies. Did you like those movies?
Never watched any of them.
They're long, strange.
Hence why I get out. Like, if you tell me it's 3 hours,
didn't really love it. Yeah,
I got no part of it. No part. It's very hard for me to get dialed in for a 3 hour unless it was, the fuck was it? Maybe like the Avengers or Infinity War or Endgame.
Oh yeah,
some of that shit.
I lost track of those movies. Have you been like the last 2 years? I kind of stopped watching them. All the new ones that have come out.
Yeah, not really, because I think they just kept trying to introduce new characters in some of the movies, and it kind of fucked up, like, the plot, at least with the Doctor Strange, that one that came out, Doctor Strange 2. They're trying to force another character on you. Like, what the fuck is this about? And then you have a good character become a bad character, and I fucking hate that shit. That's like the Avengers Civil War. I don't like good guys fighting good guys. Can't have it.
No.
I need dedicated evil. But yeah, I haven't watched any of the newer shit, really. Seems like everything's been kind of trending downward movie-wise.
There's no good movies.
Yeah.
There's nothing coming out.
And I don't know if anything's going to get better. I'm not really looking forward. Maybe just a Happy Gilmore, you know, too.
I agree. That's going to be awesome. Do we want to talk about Dirty Boxing?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's go. So Dirty Boxing.
Dirty Boxing over the weekend. So we got a couple things. I hope I can show the video.
Yeah, you can show everything.
I got a little Andre Arlovsky. We're going to see if we don't have the green screen going on this time. Andre Arlovsky here.
Yeah.
Looking like a heavyweight.
Yeah.
I mean, he's massive. Look at him.
The other guy is slow as fuck.
yeah. But he pieced him up pretty good. And
yeah, he's throwing these crazy elbows, too.
Yeah. I think the cut stopped this fight.
Yeah.
He called it off.
And you know what's weird? I forget this, is that he used to be one of the MMA coaches at the gym that we were training at, and that was, what, 15 years ago?
It was.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. And there was a
he
different
was really
energy.
Weird and quiet and just kind of scary.
Yeah, and he had shaved his beard, so he looked really fucking weird without the beard.
He did. He would do all these weird warm-ups when he was, like, laying back and had his top of his head on the ground and was, like, moving his neck around. I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to snap his head off.
Yeah.
But he was just doing it.
Crazy energy in the facility every time he was in there.
It was.
Like, what is going on? Fucking Arlovsky's here. We had
he was a pretty good coach, from what I remember.
We had that seminar with him, too, and I remember him. I think he was showing us a heel hook or something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I remember you beat someone with this.
It's a man of
crazy.
Few words, though.
Yeah. Not
didn't
so
didn't
much.
Say a whole lot.
I think that was when he might have been contemplating retirement at that time, 15 years ago.
Right.
He's still fucking going at it. Because I think there was that span where he was getting KO'd for a while. And everyone's like, oh, he's got a clash chin and blah, blah, blah. And then he fucking semi-turned it around. And you know what? He's had some fucking longevity. And here he is, still going at it in fucking Dirty Boxing Championship. So,
yep. Also, Yoel Romero.
Yes.
Versus some guy named Yaz or something.
It's like 6'8" or something. Out of
massive
6'6".
Dude.
Yeah.
Just Yoel also looking massive. Kind of
47 years old.
That's it. He's like, it's all over.
Oh man. He just chopped that tree down.
Sure did. I mean, I didn't watch the whole event. I just saw highlights. I don't know if did you watch the whole thing?
No, just the highlights. We got another one. I'll show this one where we had a nice finish. I don't remember who these guys are, but here we go.
Pretty nice.
But you get an H bomb at the end there.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could drop H bombs on people.
Oh yeah.
And then just a little ring card girl action. I gotta turn to make sure the volume's off again. This one's loud.
So, hey now.
So, they're just saying hi. I swear to God, the UFC has the worst ring card girls.
They do. They like them tiny.
And thin.
And thin. I think it's so the guys look massive. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, they do on TV until you meet them in person. You're like,
yeah.
What the fuck, little man?
Yeah.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
It's a spectacle after all.
Angles. Lighting. Speaking of that, let's do a little sponsor action.
All right. This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners free from questionable ingredients and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right, and they just came out with this monthly scent. This is fig tree. What's this smell like?
Fig tree?
It's fig tree. I can never get this one. It's fig tree. Delicious, as they say. The afternoon sun is shining over a flourishing fig orchard with ripe fruits waiting to be picked. Fresh, verdant notes of Mediterranean fig and crisp green leaves are picked up in the soft breeze, while I thought it said cheddar, but it says cedar. Cedar and lush, I'm so hungry, and lush moss bring the blend down to earth. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA.
This episode sponsored by Lucy, 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 all the way up to 12 milligrams. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch guy or gal, Lucy gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 milligram. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off. Here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. And right back to the show. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Cain Velasquez just got sentenced to 5 years in prison. I believe they're trying to give him 30 years to life. So he got a pretty favorable sentence, and the judge was not happy giving it to him. I think he was crying when he gave him the 5 years, but 5 years is extremely light for this. So yeah, he's already served 3. And so they're going to take that into account. So technically, he only has to serve 2. And
this has happened 3 years ago?
Yeah, this is a while ago. Like, he already did 3, and he's been out like for probably like a year.
Oh, okay.
You know, so so technically, he only has to serve 2, but you can get off on good behavior by serving half of your sentence. So I believe he's going to do a year or potentially less.
Okay. Wow. Still jail time.
But, you know, do you think that's a fair sentence for everything that went down?
What did he do again? Did he fire shots?
Well, he got in a high-speed chase and ran a car off the road, and then the people got out of the car, and then he just started firing indiscriminately at them, and he shot the wrong person.
Oh, he actually did shoot someone. That's right.
Because he was trying to, one of these people allegedly molested his child. Boy, or did something horrific with them, and I get it, but and then I see all these people like Ariel Helwani tweeting, I'm so heartbroken for Cain and his family. Motherfucker, he shot somebody, shot someone, and it wasn't if he would have shot the right person, maybe that makes sense. And all these other fighters are like, free Cain, like, I'm conflicted here because. You shot the wrong fucking person, and you're just randomly shooting at people on a highway.
Yeah, that
hit anyway.
Right.
So I think 5 years is fair, and he's just probably gonna get off, and maybe even Trump will pardon him. You know, who knows?
Good old Trump. I don't know. Yeah, it seems I'm torn because of the nature of what happened, but the behavior is definitely wrong. So I don't know what the right sentence is.
You gotta pay a price.
So. Gotta pay some kind of price for shooting the wrong person.
Somebody's gotta go to prison. So, I feel like this is the treasure movie. Someone's gotta go to prison, Ben.
Yes. Okay, if you would have shot the right person, I say it's a harsh punishment. But since he shot the wrong person, probably not harsh enough.
Exactly.
I don't know. But free Cain.
That's what everyone's tweeting, all these fires. Like, no! He's going to pound your ass penitentiary.
What?
5 years of fucking hard time. He's already done 3, so I mean, he's going to... Technically, you shouldn't do any then, because if you get out in good behavior, it would be 2.5 years. So,
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. But,
yeah,
because I thought he was supposed to be a coach on GFL. like one of the
teams. I don't know that that's gonna happen now, man.
Yeah, I don't think that league's ever
gonna
happen.
You might be doing it from prison via Zoom.
Yeah, can he zoom in?
I like this. I'm on Teams, people. Sponsored by Microsoft.
Yeah, maybe he's fighting in prison and doing shit.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Oh, fuck. That's a raw deal. It's not good, whatever happened there. So anyway, what else is happening?
Well, speaking of Trump, like Joe Rogan, a little outspoken regarding his non-participation in UFC 315, which is happening in Canada. Mm-hmm. And he says, I quote, "I'd rather go to Russia." So because of all the bullshit that's going on in the politic world with Trump and Canada and everything else, Joe's like, "I don't want to go to Canada. Fuck that. I'm not going." So, I mean, him and Trump are friends, you know, I get it.
Yeah. And I don't know if he would go anyway. I think he's just lobbing some fucking shit at them because he can. Because he normally doesn't travel international for any of the numbered cards. And I would say that's international to me, yeah, even though it's next door. But
I mean, in fairness, he did also say that, you know, he had talked to Trump, Drogan. And he said, Trump told him, you know, I started calling Justin Trudeau governor just for fun, because the idea was is that Canada was going to become the 51st state, you know? So, and I don't think that's actually going to happen, but it's just wild that it's crazy to me, because like the UFC is like intermixed. The personalities are now in the, like, not just MMA. There's, you got Dana with freaking Zuckerberg and Trump and Rogan and Dana, and the whole thing is just kind of wild to me. These men are extremely powerful, it seems.
And then also the FBI wants the UFC fighters to train them. So, I mean, it's so intertwined.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. I saw the BKFC has invested some money into Ice Wars.
Oh, I was going to talk about that.
So
perfect.
I mean, I'll show a little bit of that, but I'd shown this before. Like they've talked about this. I think I have another
in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Is that what it said?
I'd have to look back, but so they said they're gonna do a new league for sanctioned hockey fights. It's full hockey equipment, MMA gloves, 3 to 5 rounds, 90 seconds, 900 square feet, foot ice enclosure. First event on June 14th. So it's totally partnered. It's Bare Knuckle Ice Wars. I fucking love it. I've been talking about that for a while, showing those clips, going, fuck, this is pretty cool. So I don't know if you can get MMA fighters on fucking skates, though. Because I think you have to be a skater. Because I remember in college, getting on skates, I'd probably skated as a kid a few times. But then I bought hockey skates because there were 3 hockey players on our floor. And then we'd go out to the lagoon and fucking skate. And then we would just play fight. And the guy that gave me, the hardest time on ice was the smallest kid. But because his center of gravity was so low, he had such base on the fucking ground. Because we would just grab each other and grapple. And then I would see, like, who can I fucking just take down to the ground without grabbing a leg, just fucking manhandling them. And I'm like, God damn, like, if you have your balance, that is a huge advantage out there. So I would imagine you got to get former, I don't know if you want to take former goons, but you got to have people that are good on the skates. Although I wouldn't mind seeing throwing a couple of MMA guys out there and see what the fuck happens.
Put them on skates, right? Former hockey enforcers that are in good shape and current MMA fighters, apparently.
Why not? Let's see what happens. There could be all. Because the shit doesn't translate. There's definitely a technique to it. I mean, you do see some of the guys in hockey that are throwing the Superman punch. But usually it's like you got to grab on and go at it. And this could be more of just freestyle. Freestyle. Just throw it. Throw it. What else is happening out there?
I got one more piece of news, I think, and then some bunch of KOs and other stuff. So Jake Paul announces engagement to Judder Leardom, right?
I don't know. That's a hell of a name.
Here's a picture. Hold on if I can get it to load.
Judder Leardom?
Leardom, yeah.
Is that a man?
It's a woman. Okay. Here he is. Looks like where the hell this is, I don't know, but it's a hell of a picture.
Whoa.
Amalfi Coast, maybe. It looks beautiful wherever he is at. It's a lot of white.
It is.
I think she's also an athlete. I want to say, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like some sort of Olympic athlete, maybe, or.
Yeah, you're right. I vaguely remember seeing something about that.
Speed skater, yeah. Dutch speed skater, Jutter Leerdam. Nice. Yeah, so she's.
That would make sense with the name then.
Yeah, and you know, speed skaters, man, they have powerful legs, so, and good core. So kudos to him for making it happen, getting on,
making it happen,
bending on the knee.
Yeah. Taking one for the team. Let's see what I have. Oh, there, I got a little MMA fight with some guy getting after it. This guy, let's do a little bit of sound. A little bit of sound. So loud. This guy drops, I guess, the Rock's people's elbow during the fight. And then when the guy gets up, we'll give him a little suplex.
Man. Boy, oh boy.
Well, I give him an A for creativity there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to load that elbow up.
I agree.
Not a fan of the pro wrestling, but I'm a fan of the loading the elbow up like that. I've never
you
seen
smell
someone.
What the Rock is cooking?
Yeah. Dropping it down. Didn't know that was fucking street legal, but good for him. And then, oh, did you see TNT Sports says they're interested in the broadcast rights for the UFC? So it looks like we're gonna get a little bit of a bidding war. A little...
Wasn't WEC on TNT for a long time? No, that was Spike.
Spike was UFC, and I think WEC.
Okay, TNT, huh? But TNT was big on basketball. Did they lose their?
They lost basketball.
Yeah,
at least so that was my last thought of that. Yeah,
that makes sense. Then they would try to pick up another major sport.
And so that means they're going to be hungry as fuck, and they're going to create a bidding war because you're going to have ESPN, Netflix, TNT, and then whoever else wants to throw their hat in the ring. I don't know if Apple would be interested, Amazon.
Yeah,
it's
Apple,
probably going to be a streamer.
Yeah, Apple, I don't know. Do they do sports? Like,
I don't know.
Island sports?
But they have the problem is they have two things. They have an ass ton of money. They always have an ass ton of cash. But I think they're also losing an ungodly amount on their fucking streaming service. I want to say it was like $1 billion.
Apple?
But they probably have $300 billion in cash or something retarded. So, but I mean, you're talking at least four people actively bidding for this and bidding big.
Oh, wow. Here we go. It says, yeah, you're right. It says Apple TV is losing more than $1 billion per year and spending $4.5 billion on content annually. And they said it has 45 million Apple TV Plus subscribers.
So crazy.
So it's almost like I wonder it parted, but they're, I mean, obviously they're selling hardware and like crazy phones and iPads and notebooks and whatever. So it's like maybe part of in their ecosystem, this is a loser, but like overall it's a winner. They have really good shit on Apple TV. Every show I've ever seen on there is top notch. So,
well, wasn't the Ted Lasso show there?
Ted Lasso. Yeah. Shrinking. I like that one. If you haven't seen that, that's a really funny show. If you want to laugh, that's a good one.
And I think they just said that Ted Lasso's coming back for a fourth season.
Four. Yep.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why, because it kind of ended. Did you watch it?
I watched part of the first season, and then I dropped out. I think what he was saying, Jason, whatever his last name is, Stekus.
Yeah.
Is that it's going to be a female team he's going to be the coach of or something.
Oh, cool.
So kind of changing it up.
Okay.
So, yeah, there were a ton of people bidding. UFC is going to get an ass ton of money, which, you know, they probably should, but hopefully maybe they'll, you know, pay some fighters so they don't have to get fucking sued into oblivion again. Like, hey, we just got this huge deal, profit share. But they probably won't. Well, what else is happening?
What else do I got? I got some KOs, lots of KOs. Like four, five.
Hold off on those for you. I got a bunch for later. Do you want, should I go on just a run
Go
then?
on a run. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to
So
bore you with the five question UFC thing. So they haven't brought it up, by the way, the trivia, because they've all been shit.
okay.
So I don't want you to get angry.
I get angry every time. I hate fucking losing. God damn it. I get
So,
so angry at losing.
yeah.
So Conor McGregor said he's going to be running to become the president of Ireland.
Sweet.
So my question is, what happens first? He has a fight, or he becomes the president of Ireland? Which one
President of
happens
Ireland.
first?
President of Ireland.
Well, do you think he can win? Because he's
Yes.
semi-popular. He's got a fuck ton of
I
cash.
think he can win. I think he's got lots of money, and I think he can win. What happens after that? I don't know. He also likes Donald Trump and their friends. He's got, and I don't understand, man. These men, like, this guy has become like something else. He like has a lot of power, and he's crazy.
Which
So
one, Connor?
both, but
Like,
I'm talking about Connor. Connor
right.
has influence. Like, I think he
He
can win the
does.
presidency of Ireland, and there must be, he's chummy. He was just at the White House, for God's
I know
sake.
he's at a press conference in the
Right?
fucking press room. Like,
You think that's a coincidence? I don't think so.
no. And he was talking all sorts of shit about Ireland, like the current
Right.
government. So, yeah, that'd be interesting to see. I saw Wanderlei Silva's got a new look. Let's
Ooh.
pull him up.
This is exciting. What is it?
He's got hair.
Whoa, that's crazy. Are they implants?
I don't know, but I don't like it. I'll tell you that. I don't like it. It looks crazy.
He does.
Let's see a little weigh-in fun. This is from the BKFC over the weekend. Always some kind of shenanigans at the weigh-ins and face-offs. I got to make sure I share sound here. Hang on. Sometimes sound's on, sometimes it's off.
8 foot square circle in this our middleweight division
This guy
fight.
takes out a pocket
Sean
cannoli and
Moreno
hits his
and
opponent in the midsection
with a cannoli.
with a pocket cannoli. Like,
Why?
I don't know. He just sneaks it out. See this? Pocket
How
cannoli.
come no one caught the cannoli?
I know. He's lucky he didn't get hit
I
back.
agree. What the fuck?
Oh, son of a bitch
Weird,
pulling
I
out
guess.
cannolis. I don't like
Would have been
it.
better if he hit him in the face with it, I think.
Yeah. And then we have a new sport here. I don't know if you're a fan of this one, but here you go. It's the Power Spit League.
What in the actual hell? What the fuck? How do you win this?
I don't know. I think this is from Fight Circus. They do a lot of off the beaten path shit.
That is wild. Power spitting.
There
I
were
would
a
have
couple
glass
other.
shards in my mouth, and then
Yeah,
I'm
seriously. Tape it on the hands and spit
yeah.
it out my mouth. I saw like some fighter mid-fight got disqualified over the weekend for wearing contact lenses during the fight. Like,
Wait, they're not allowed to do that?
I. News to me. I don't know if it's just his fight league, but during the fight, he got stopped and he got disqualified for wearing contact lenses. So
Is that
they're
like a performance enhancement or something?
maybe like, oh, you can actually see 2020 out. We need you 2010, bitch. Yeah, that was wild. And then another fighter, I think I can play this. You'll see. So another fighter got his fingers stuck in the cage.
Oh no, is it gonna be gruesome?
No, but they
And
considered
let's
it a
see what this
verbal
third
tap
stanza holds.
and gave him a
As,
loss.
oh my
So
goodness, Blaid Evans coming forward
you could
with
see
some
he's
real
right there,
aggression here in the
he's
third.
got his fingers stuck in a cage.
It looks like Ellis's finger is stuck in between the cage. Oh. Right
Well,
here in
that
front of us.
was a first.
So then they waved the
I
fight
don't,
off,
in
and
all my years in mixed martial.
they deemed that a verbal submission.
Yeah, that needs to be restarted.
100%.
That's gay. That was
Right?
like a, it's like a field error, or I don't know what you call it, but that shouldn't happen.
No, and Big John weighed in on it, and he said, from what I'm seeing in this short clip, the fight should have been allowed to continue. Defense should not be responsible for ending of a fight as a verbal submission. The fighter was attempting to advise the referee that he was actually stuck based upon the fencing material holding his finger. The referee should have called time, released the impinged finger, and then restarted the fight from the same position. So that's fucking retarded.
What's he supposed to do? And then if the guy tries to take him down, he could rip his finger off. Like,
right. You got to like scream like, motherfucker, my finger is caught.
Right.
Like, oh, he tapped. No. Verbal tap.
It's like that equipment sounds, malfunction.
Yeah, 100%. Sounds like the ref had a fucking money bet on that fight.
Probably did.
I wonder if they do. They probably do. And then I got a couple of Marabs, and then we can get to some KOs. So this is Marab. I got to pull up a couple things here. But he is definitely proving he is the dumbest fighter in the UFC.
Let's see.
I got one more to pull up here. So he's notorious for doing stupid shit. Oh, God. I'm fucking clicking on things, and the whole world's opening up here. Okay. So he was on top of a cliff over the weekend doing a little dance. I don't know if I got to turn the sound off because I think there was some music on this. But he's on top of a cliff doing this fucking stupid dance. There he is. Yay.
Why is he doing that?
So he can almost fall into oblivion. And he just barely makes it back up. He's like, oh shit, that was close.
That could have ended badly, you dummy.
But he also is the guy who dove in the ice here head first. And then fucked his head up and cut his head.
Yeah.
And he's also the guy who walks around on skyscrapers out of his hotel room.
I mean, my hands are sweating just watching this.
So not the brightest guy in the world is what I'm trying to say. And he's also the guy, like, when a fan yells at him, he goes into this crowd and fights the fans.
Yeah.
At least twice.
No bueno.
Anyway, let's do some KOs. What do you got?
All right. I got a bunch. We'll start with this. So I'll just blow through them.
Yes.
Okay. Number one. Here we go. Guy gets folded like a pretzel. I don't know if we saw this one before.
I think we saw this last week, but
we did. We saw that one. Okay. So that was the last week. Did we see this one last week?
No.
Your little chin music. Good night.
Oh shit. It's like a sneaky up kick.
Yep.
In a weird octagon thing.
Okay. Here's this one. A little.
Oh fuck. That's
he thought about hitting him again and then realized he didn't need to.
It was not necessary. Good. I probably would have kicked him again. I'm not going to lie.
Just in case.
Right there. He's going down. Oh, he took a dive. He spiked his head, too.
And then I have the quickest knockout in Cage Warriors history. Here we go.
Yeah, I got that one, too, because I wasn't sure. It was that cheap shot because the other guy was going for a hand tap.
It was.
And he kind of held his hand and then cracked him and knocked him out.
He did.
It's kind of cheap.
It's a little cheap.
I'll allow it.
I was going to say, I'll allow it.
It depends. I'll allow it.
And then my last one, which is not really a KO, but maybe it is. I'm just curious, what do you think's about to happen in this fight? Does this anything look weird to you?
Yeah, they put a mom in here that shouldn't be against a professional MMA fighter.
But cool as a cucumber.
This is in Hawaii, I believe.
Oh, good night. She seems very calm. Good on her.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those ones that should never happen, but...
No. But it did. It did.
It did. So I got a couple. I got two.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think we got a little BKFC action.
Ooh. Oh, damn. They're going for it.
Oh, you got boarded.
Sure did. Ouch.
That's one. And then this is like, this may be the best uppercut KO. It may be the Ngannou Overeem one.
What kind of defense was that guy running?
none. Just take one for the team.
Oh my god, it's happening over and over again.
I got knocked out like 17 times.
That's so bad. That was pretty solid on the chin.
Let's see. I got a little tweet of the week. We may have seen this a while ago because I think Connor's kid's a little bit older, but see McGregor's son's numbered plate.
What does it say? Aldo?
Aldo 13S, 13 seconds.
That's pretty funny.
It's kind of brutal.
Ugh, ouch.
Yep. And then a little ring card girl fun from Rough and Rowdy. I think Rough and Rowdy may have the best ring card girls.
You might be right.
It's I gotta make sure I rewind this so we have the full effect.
Daisy Dukes. A Daisy Dukes. Holy with
the whoa.
Now see, if we left okay. early, we missed what is just an absolute bloodbath.
That is
outfit.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think they should wear that kind of outfit. Yes. No?
My goodness. She's up 60 and still throwing the ball.
The girls, the other ring girls right now have to be. This is for the crowd.
Damn.
Running up the score.
Running up the score, he says.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm just down to knowledge right now.
Yeah, I was going to save that last video of the chick for my knowledge, but what do I want to say? So I brought up Severance last week, that show on Apple TV Plus. Mm-hmm. They had their season finale this last few days ago.
Who's the main actor in that?
Guy Adam
Step
Scott.
Brothers?
Adam Scott.
Yeah.
So it's really good. It fucking blew my mind. I don't know if you haven't seen it yet or you don't know about it, you're on the fence, just watch it. It's worth the ride. It's pretty fucking weird. And I don't know. It's just weird and makes you think. It's yeah. I can't say a lot because it's going to give stuff away. But
sure.
It's worth the ride. So
okay. Worth the ride, fellas.
Yeah.
Get in the game.
Get in on that because it's going to be a while before it comes back. So.
Like how long? Another year?
Probably a year, year and a half. The last one took 2 or 3 years, but it's because the show, I don't know. So,
see, I hate that because I forget what's happening. Like they gotta, like I almost wish it would be 6 months. Like when you're in a season, like go away
for
6
nice.
And come back.
6 months, yeah.
I have to rewatch because it seems like the normal cycle isn't even a year now. It's almost like a year and a half on some of the shit.
Yeah,
you know. And then I forget what's happened, and I got to rewatch. Like, where am I? Like, can I get a refresher of what's happened? So, I'll just leave you with this. There's a new machine that came out. This is Uh-oh. From Throwdown. It may be old, I don't know, but apparently they got the Throwdown Hit Ski brings the power and precision of cross country skiing straight to your gym. Designed for intensity and built for performance, this fan-based resistance machine pushes you to your limits, Ingo. The harder you pull, the harder it fights back.
Interesting.
So looking forward to seeing that in the club.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the butt blaster. I remember, let's see if I could find that. A butt blaster machine. I remember seeing this in the club. Hang on. This was in 90
your legs together.
Four. He's telling me we don't have the butt blaster. There's a version of it, but it specifically said it. Hang on. This is kind of similar, but it's not exactly it. But it was like a glute machine where you'd sit down right. like this and then blast it up.
Yep. I remember these.
The butt blaster. Probably not, but you know, you get the fucking idea.
I do.
Was the best. It's the best. Anyway, let's shut down.
Alrighty, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.